What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, FightfulSelect.com. This is the Q&A show. I have no idea why YouTube listed this at 1 p.m. It is at noon Eastern. Here we are. Hopefully we have a couple questions, because otherwise it's just going to be me staring at the screen for quite a bit. But thank you guys for joining me. I know I've done a couple of these back-to-back live. I know my hair is messed up. Oh, man, what are you doing? But, yeah, getting your questions if you are watching live. I saw that some of you posted questions on the actual the post, but we save these for a sort of a live audience that is tuning in right here. Things should go back to normal next week, where I take questions in the normal capacity. But just pull open that YouTube page that this is on, submit your questions, and we should be back to normal next week, because I'm traveling to Denver tomorrow. And these usually take me about an hour and a half, 2 hours to film. Wrestle Talk, who has subscribed to Fightful Select, says if Punk doesn't return, it's your fault. So I got a lot of people that are like, oh man, you're going to get crap if Punk doesn't return. And I thought, you know what, man? Like, I don't know Punk personally, but I wouldn't be completely opposed to the idea that he's like, what, this leaked? I'm done with it. I'm not doing it anymore. I don't know him personally. I hope that's not the case. I want to see CM Punk back for any number of reasons. I'm legitimately interested. I like the AEW product. I enjoy watching it. And I want to see him back. I miss him cutting promos. I miss him doing stuff in the ring. But I look at the landscape of AEW. I think they use their veterans very well. But I have not I have not announced or revealed that he has signed, because I've heard that pen hasn't been put to paper yet, or at least the people that I speak to don't have confirmation that pen has been put to paper. Matt Payne thought this started at one, and he said to kill time, going to watch the Cardona interview. That is a good interview. It's the only one I was able to get in Nashville. I had Thunder Rosa, Chelsea Green, and Gail Kim scheduled, but Chelsea Green didn't get until later. Same with Thunder Rosa, and that was kept very, very, very quiet. I think she hit the bricks pretty early, and Gail was just busy. Gail's a busy woman there. She is an in-demand person at those tapings. Where do I think Kiera Hogan ends up? Well, I don't know if she's still with Diamante, but if so, she has an in there to AEW. I think that's the likeliest destination. I don't think Ring of Honor would be that crazy of a destination for her either. If I were her, I would probably seek out AEW or ROH. Jack Murphy says Tony Khan has to shell out the money for Final Countdown, right? So you can use Daniel Bryan's WWE theme. It's like WWE does not own every version of that. Like, that is either public domain or easily usable. So, I mean, you could use the theme that he is well known for within WWE. J.K. Schwall says, do you think they do something special with the 100th episode of Dynamite in Milwaukee? Also, how do they do the tapings with Dark Elevation timing-wise? Well, they have scaled back the time that those shows film, like the runtime, so to speak. So what usually they've been doing is they tape AEW, the Dynamite show, and then they do Dark and Elevation afterwards. Yeah, I think, or maybe they alternate weeks or something like that. I'm going to have to take a better look at that schedule, because it's only been like a week or two. But they're going to start taping Rampage after Dynamite, except on weeks that the pay-per-view is coming up, then they're going to go live. And I would imagine they're going to film a lot of Dark before that as well. So that way you're not showing up there and doing a one-hour show. You're going to get Dark and Elevation filmed, then Rampage, and then they might even put an extra one in the can. I think it's all going to work out for them. If Dark is like 45 minutes like it was this week, let me see how long Elevation was last week. But Dark was 45 minutes this week. I was happier than a pig in shit, man. All due respect to those shows, but I don't need an hour 45 or anything like that. Elevation was an hour 30. Dark was 45 minutes. I would imagine Dark Elevation is going to really, really just get I don't want to say cut, but reduced. Think we see Elite Bullet Club crossover at All Out? Yes, to some degree, I believe so. Joshua Wilburn said, speaking of Nashville, how did my city treat you? The Newport Aquarium was awesome. Yeah, the Newport Aquarium is very fun if you've never been there. So Nashville was good. I only went to Broadway. We went to Broadway twice. We got in Thursday. We went to Broadway to eat. Went to a place called The Diner. It was delicious. And then I wanted to take my wife to experience Broadway at night because she had never been. I can definitely tell the last time I visited, I was in my early 20s because that time I was like, yeah, I'm ready to party. I'm ready to go. I want to hang out. You know, and this time I was like, I'm ready to get back to the hotel. And so was she. Tim K says, with Impact taping a month's worth of shows, then doing another 3 days in August, do you think the tapings in September leading up to BFG might be somewhere that isn't Nashville? Yes, I think they'll go outside of Nashville for that. I think that's probably what they'll do. They should. They probably had the venue booked through August, so I would imagine they'll do something different. Kyler says CM Punk returning would be the biggest story in years. It really would be. Fletcher says, if Punk does return, where would you have him debut? Either at the end of All Out or one of the shows the week of All Out, like the Chicago shows on Wednesday or Friday. It's got to be one of those three. If you want to create buzz and get people to buy your pay-per-view, Wednesday or Friday. Paul Moss says, with the recent developments of AEW, Impact, New Japan, AAA, and even NWA working together, it would appear ROH are on the outside looking in now. Are they being froze out? I would love to see an ROH NXT working agreement. Well, I definitely don't see an ROH NXT working agreement. We have seen ROH work with NWA in the past. Impact told me personally that their relationship with ROH has never been stronger. The New Japan thing was there. Again, I mean, I know that the Enzo and Cass thing pissed off a lot of people in New Japan. It really did. Tama Tonga told me that full stop, straight up, pissed him off. But New Japan was going to work with Ring of Honor again last year before the pandemic, so apparently it wasn't that bad. I think that things will be fine eventually. Any word on where wrestlers like Kalisto, Ruby Riott, Austin Gray, Kurt Stallion might be going to next? Kurt Stallion, I've heard... Well, he's probably going to go back to the indies. Sorry, I haven't heard anything about Kurt Stallion. August Gray, probably back to the indies as well. Ruby Riott, everybody I talk to expects her to go to AEW. I am not reporting that. That's just where people expect them to go. The Iconics, I don't know. They got 60 more days to figure out their... Or about 55 more days to figure out their visa stuff. Kalisto had interest from Impact Wrestling. I know that for sure. But yeah. Kevin Seat says, hey, Scoops, do you think AEW's schedule and general flexibility would appeal to Lesnar? I think money is the main thing that appeals to Lesnar, and he'll make whatever type of schedule that he has to make the kind of money that he wants. Can we have a nice headline for the news tomorrow? I don't know when I'm releasing the news. Yeah. No, I can't write headlines like you all. You'll get creative with your thumbnails. But I'm posting a Punk update and probably a Randy Orton update today. Avery Salomon says, do you think Cardona shows up to help Jericho next Wednesday? He isn't in the inner circle. Nope, I don't think so. They're going to move on past that feud after this Saturday. Jack says, is it naive to think that AEW could routinely be ahead of Raw in total 18 by 49 by summer 2022? I think they could by the end of this year. So no, I don't think it's naive to think that. Tim says, I know you mentioned you weren't aware that Jay White was going to be the big surprise to close out the night. How genuinely surprised were you? Very genuinely surprised. So the only thing that I had heard ahead of that, and it's something I didn't even want to hear, because it was like an hour, I think it was maybe an hour before the show. I had heard that on the run sheet, a pull apart brawl was supposed to end the show. Now, in a case like that, and I even did it with WWE stuff this week with Karrion Kross losing and stuff like that. If it's that close to the show, it's like, what's the point? Y'all are watching the show. I don't really need to post that. Plus, we put enough scoops up here. I was not surprised that somebody came out. I was very surprised it was Jay White. That was really cool. Josh says, the diner is good and Broadway at night is crazy now. Yeah, it sure is, buddy. Oh, my God. Broadway was insane. The diner was really good. We had pasta. I don't really eat pasta a lot. So I love that when I do, if it's a hit, that's really good. I like to make it worth it. Is there any interest in another company signing him? I'm sure that you mean Davey Richards or Jordan Oliver. Jordan Oliver, yes. Jordan Oliver has grown an awful lot physically over the past year. Davey Richards looks great physically. I think that companies would want to see that, one, he is there, he's mature, and that he's going to stick around because we've heard he's coming out of retirement a couple times. I think I've got all these up here. No, got Becky saying, anything on the plans for Mandy in NXT? Could you see her going back to the main roster in the draft, or is this more long-term? Well, I was told it was long-term, but they can do whatever they want with the draft. So, I mean, NXT people were shocked she was there. They were very shocked that she was there. And they didn't have really any set major plans for her when they brought her in, I was told. So I'm not really sure how they could necessarily change that. I mean, even the roster was like, what the hell's going on here? Like, they weren't sure, especially with all they've given up. Makovsky says, wait, Jay wasn't the other surprise he knew. He knew Rosa and what then? I knew Chelsea Green was coming in. However, I did not know that she was teaming with Matt Cardona. So the plan was, I would get an interview with Chelsea Green and Thunder Rosa, which I'm sure I can get whenever I want. But I was going to interview them on the scene following their spots. But Impact had said no media availability that week. I respected that. Outside of Matt Cardona, who I already had set up, I wanted to help them promote that GCW event, and I was legitimately interested in it. So I went ahead and did that one anyway. But I respected their wishes and did not interview Thunder Rosa or Chelsea Green, even though Thunder Rosa was not a part of the roster, but I did know those ahead of time. If I knew I probably wasn't going to get the interviews, probably would have posted it, to be honest with you. I mean, yeah, probably would have, but I knew Chelsea Green was coming in. I just didn't know she was going to wrestle because that cast is not a gimmick. She broke her wrist again. She hurt her wrist again, and I wasn't sure if she was going to be cleared to wrestle. So, yeah. Do you have a Mike Bailey update? Speedball says that he is not signed anywhere. Tim says, would you prefer Punk join AEW and debut with Cult of Personality or Kill Switch? He says that he personally prefers Kill Switch as it was the music for his Money in the Bank pop. I get that, and I love that Kill Switch Engage song, and Kill Switch in general is pretty good, but I think Cult of Personality is the thing that people immediately identify with him. Josh says, with Nick Gage debuting on Dynamite, was this just a one-shot match or has he been offered a contract? I think it's a one-shot match. I'm pretty sure. I'll find out. Jack says, Sami Zayn's contract is up soon, correct? Could he maybe leave? If we don't have them in our contract expiration thing, I don't know. But here's the thing. He signed 3 years before June 2018. However, he had time extended due to injury. I don't know how much time he had extended due to injury. So, like, for example, Jeff Hardy had like a year tacked on because of injuries at one point. So I don't know exactly how long his deal ran. And yeah. As we get this, Andrew Zarian of Matt Men is saying that The Rock is planned for a Survivor Series spot. So What a week for wrestling news, right? My dude Andrew Zarian getting it done. Love that guy, man. He's great. Do you think Mox can cost Gage next week? Also, I want to see Gage murder someone. Any matches you you suggest? Well, I'm the wrong guy to ask for that. I don't. Not a big deathmatch guy. Not a big guy on that stuff. Yes, I think that's a great shout. Not something I had even considered because they haven't gotten to the Moxley Gage like crescendo yet. So I think that could happen. Are you still hyped for Cross versus Joe at TakeOver? Is it basically to set up Joe to win? Who should Joe lose to? Yes, it is. And I'm not as excited now. I was excited for unstoppable guy against returning formerly unstoppable and NXT guy. I think it'll be better than almost anybody expects. When I say that, I'm encouraging you guys who might not be sold on Karrion Kross's work to check out his work in Bloodsport. That's what changed things for me. That's what made things. Yeah, that's what made me go, oh, okay. He's something. Do you think GCW can grow from this weekend's event? Well, that's like the premise of my whole interview with Matt Cardona is that he says that he really admires what GCW is doing. They're right on the cusp of breaking through. And with a guy with like a million Twitter followers and all these subscribers and a mainstream name and all that stuff, they can really break through. I love that idea. But yes, I do think they can grow from this weekend's event. I think they're going to get a large audience in which they hadn't experienced before. Paul says, seems like WWE is the only company still using small-looking turnbuckles. For a wrestler, is there a big difference or pain level in taking an Irish whip into WWE turnbuckles versus other types? Okay, so I've worked with several different types of turnbuckles when I was in the ring. There were these that were made out of almost like canvas, and they were sort of filled. Like, for example, when you would see George the Animal Steel rip them apart, and they would just fluff out everywhere. Those sucked for me because they would get lumpy and some spots would just go right through and you would hit a piece of steel and it would really freaking hurt. So I hated those. Then you have the standard, which are, I want to say maybe like faux leather or vinyl or something. And it's covered in like it. Whoops, my mic fell down. And it's covered, or it covers rather, like a long pad that goes over it. Those are all right. Those are pretty protective. But my favorite, the most protective, are the kind they use in New Japan Pro Wrestling, which are the boxing ring style. Now, we did our pro wrestling training in a boxing ring, so we worked a lot out of the corners because those corners were way more comfortable than the hard ring not designed to bump on, or the ropes that were bound ridiculously tight and were made of actual rope. So what they would have is this long pad that straps underneath and over top, and then the straps meet in the middle on the back. Those were also the easiest to put on. They took way less time. But then when you took it off and exposed all the turnbuckles, it was a much more dramatic effect because you're getting rid of all three of them. But you could hit those as hard as you want. You could get thrown into them. You could get slammed into them. And those hurt the least by far. The old school style WWE turnbuckles, the one time I worked on those on a show that had ones like those, I was on a match. I think I was second to last or third. I was third to last. And by then, all the fluffing had like kind of went down to the bottom and went up to the top. And I caught that in the middle and I got hit right here. Oh God, it hurt so bad. It sucked ass. Jeff Gator says, you've been teasing something big happening in 2022. Is there any way you're teasing could be bigger than Brian or Punk? I don't think so. No, I don't think it's bigger than Punk or Brian. If it happens. Do you think? Oh, I already read that one. I know it's somewhat of a meme, but is AEW aware of the cage, gauge, page conundrum they have going on at the moment? The wrestlers themselves are, yes. And they think it's funny and they're cool with it. I fully expect AEW to do a match with those. Luke says, are you trying to wrestle anytime soon? And would it be anywhere that we could see? So I'd say about one or two of my like 50, 60 matches that I've had are on YouTube, and I don't like that stuff being posted. If I wrestle, if I do commentary, if I do anything like that, I don't accept money for it. I request that anybody that I get booked with, they donate to usually like an autism charity or something like that. I'm not trying to make money off of being a wrestler. I like to do it because it's fun and because I spent the time to learn how to do it. I have not trained pro wrestling since before the pandemic when I was scheduled for a match. So I would have to get in the gym and see if my neck would hold up, because I've got some pretty bad neck issues. I have to see if my neck would hold up, see the situation, know who I'm working with, know that I'd be safe, know that they'd be okay with it, and not think that I was being disrespectful by coming into that world, and have to make sure that whatever proceeds that would have went to me go to a nice cause, and it can't interfere with my Fightful work at all. I will not compromise my Fightful work to do that. I do this for fun. It's pretty well it. But yeah, I would like to. I would like to. Sheila says, is AEW New Japan's relationship stronger than we expected? I was expecting Mox to drop the title at Resurgence, but now they're having another New Japan title defense in a week. Yes, it's much stronger than any of us thought it was going to be. It's very promising. The fact that we've seen this much is very promising. Luke says, it's probably unlikely AEW will use glass on TV, right? Yeah, I don't think they'll use that. I don't think they'll use glass for a while. They used it on the first Dynamite, but like a straight pane? I don't think so. With recent and rumored signings for AEW, would Buddy Murphy be better going somewhere like ROH for a year at first, getting booked as a top guy right away? I think that'd be an okay idea. He's open to a little bit of everything. So I think that'd be a good one. Any word on Onita versus Moxley? Well, I mean, they could just book that straight, full stop. I mean, they don't have to have any Forbidden Door or anything like that. They can just book that. I would imagine if Moxley wants it, it'll happen. Avery says, for humor, my daughter, who's 3, loves Jericho and is excited he's on TV every week. She was mad when I said no Jericho next week. That's funny. I know business is business, but any word on how Cabana is taking this news? Nope. He's aware of it, obviously, but there were still issues with him as of last year. I hope it gets better, man. Colt Cabana is a great guy. I like Colt. So, yeah. Benjamin Morris says, can you expound on how reliable this Cassidy guy is? So you guys are talking about Cassidy Haynes, who runs Body Slam. Now, the funny thing is, Cassidy and I, our first interactions are cursing at each other through the DMs, which if... you know me personally, that's not how I do things. And if you know him personally, that's not how he does things. But at the time, he had an absolute gobshite of a writer working for him. And I don't even need to bring that person up because they're a piece of shit. And that was the issue. That was the issue, as well as some of the other people that he knows. However, over the last over 2 years since Vegas AEW, I've gotten to know Cassidy really well. I've hung out with him several times. We have been around numerous AEW talent wrestler staff together. We run stories by each other. He's run stories by me. He's got legitimate sources within AEW. Just legitimate sources within AEW. He does. He had a lot of news on some WWE stories a few years ago. I don't doubt him. I mean, I still have not confirmed the Daniel Bryan thing. But I do trust Cassidy's reporting in this situation, man. He does really well on that. Joshua Wilburn said, have you heard if that was supposed to be in Atlanta that was canceled September 17th, but it's actually moving to Knoxville because that's down the road from me? I don't know. Oh, the SmackDown. I don't know. I have not heard that. Tim says, with New Japan apparently playing out their build to White versus Finley on Impact programming, do you think Impact talent could be on that card in LA? Yeah, I do. Chris Bay should be. Melissa Hatfield says, with NXT being buried on Raw, do you think talent will push back in regard to being called up? Probably not a smart move, but I can't imagine being excited after seeing that. See, when I stutter like that on the recorded version, I can just go back and edit it out. And I usually go, ah, fuck. And then I edit it out. But there's already some pushback on that, and that will become clear in the months ahead, especially like around draft time and immediately following. Becky says, was the Nikki Cross name change because of Cross, or would they have changed it with the gimmick anyway? ASH is super clunky. I think it was because of Karrion Kross. I'm sure he would have been fine just being Karrion or something else. I don't think it's something he pushed for. It's something WWE probably pushed for. Luke Jagger says Onita made a few jabs at Matt Tremont, wanting him to come out of retirement for an FMWE match. I really hope that ends up happening. I know that Onita is worried about U.S. laws for explosion matches. Yeah, as we saw, that didn't work out too hot. I mean, Onita is... Onita is a 60-something-year-old guy who still does this stuff, and if the right payday and the right situation and everything occurs, I'm sure he's down for about anything. Tremont hasn't worked since last year, but if they want to, they'll do it. How worried were you about someone beating you to the Punk news this week? Almost not at all until about an hour before. And then I started to get messages from other people in the media that had known about it. I know that one other person in the media knew about it the Friday before because they called me to ask me about it while I was working on it. I know another member of the media reached out to Tony and asked him directly. But the terminology, and this was like early July, but the terminology that they used in asking him was very easy for it to be dispelled. So I wasn't really, I was more concerned about getting blackballed. That's what I was concerned about. And I was assured Tony Khan does not do business like that. Cause I can exist with being blackballed. I'm made. I'm all right. I'm going to have a job. However, I don't want that to affect my staff. I don't want that to affect them because I publish something. With the NXT spoilers releasing, were you surprised that second big thing happened? Don't want to say in case nobody knows. I assume it's the other thing that got spoiled. No, I wasn't surprised. I was pleasantly surprised. I was very happy. But I don't want to spoil anything for anybody who doesn't know. Jared says, do you think Danielson Punk signings would be the best catalyst for Cody to turn heel on TK? Cody can't be world champ and is no longer the face of the company. Yes, but I could see Punk being like a pseudo heel as well. Mike says, Sean, super excited for the future of AEW. I'll be going to Arthur Ashe, so pump for it. I did apply for credentials for that show. I doubt I'll get approved, but I applied for credentials. I want to be there. Heard anything on some bigger Japan names probably going down the line like Okada or Naito? Everything is on the table right now. I'll say that. Everything is on the table. Sheila says, what do you think of John Alba's report that NXT is viewed internally as developmental rather than as a third brand Triple H promoted it as? Well, that's sort of like a subjective thing. It's not like an across the board thing. I'm sure the people that he talked to do, but the people in NXT want it to be a third brand, but how WWE views it is pretty straightforward there. I already answered this, Sean. Luke says, do you think AEW will sell out this New York show based on the rumors now of Bryan signing? They were going to sell it out regardless. They're going to sell it out regardless. Oh, that one. Yeah, I'm so happy about that spoiler from NXT, especially considering that I have an article about it in the can because I interviewed one of them this past week. We need to start a hashtag SRS for AEW Ash. Now, I want to say I would love to be there. It'd be my first trip to New York. I'd be going as a fan, no media type of interviews there. They don't owe me shit. Whether or not I broke that news or not, they don't owe me shit. I'm fortunate that they give me things. I'm fortunate that WWE invited me to SummerSlam. I'm fortunate that Impact Slammiversary, they put me in their front row. I'm very fortunate about all those things. None of these companies owe me shit, and nobody owes me info. I owe you guys info. I just got to do whatever I can to get it. Rob says, I love Colt. We have a mutual friend, and he taught me how to properly do a chop. That's cool. That's very cool. Also, sending love your way, Rob. I know you've had a rough one. Let's see. I think we're at about the end. Paul Moss says the Australian and British wrestlers that ROH have had under contract haven't been involved since the pandemic. Do you know if ROH would add months to those deals like WWE does with injuries? So last year during the pandemic, ROH did not add time to contracts, but were paying out the contracts. So I don't know if that was different for international talent or if it was like a case-by-case basis. But as of last year, they were not doing that. Guys, thank you all so much for joining me for this Q&A. All the shows will be here this weekend. Again, I want to note, Sour Graps audio for this weekend will be up later than usual. I'm the one who does the audio for that, and I will be in Denver. I'm taking off work. You're still going to have your scoops. Don't worry. Got them locked and loaded this weekend. The Weekender is still here. Figure Hall is still here. But that Sour Graps audio will be up later. It'll probably be up Monday if I'm lucky. If I can get somebody else to do it, I will, but you'll have to do with the video version. But thank you all so much. This was the biggest week in Fightful Select history. Spread the word if you can, if you want to, because me going out there every day and saying, please subscribe. I know I seem very Gene Okerlund 1-900-909-9900 about it. But word of mouth from you guys is very important. Thank you all so much. You're changing the lives of the people that work with us and work for us. And you're changing my life. So thank you all so much.